I'm Fred Irby IV, a host and producer here at Full Service Radio, the Line Hotel in Washington, D.C. I went down to the March for Our Lives last Saturday to get a firsthand feel for the hashtag Never Again Angst sparked by the February 14th shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. I had conversations with high school students, college students, elementary school students, school shooting survivors, teachers, gun owners, gun enthusiasts, those who hate guns, moms, dads, and many more, but all of whom were captivated enough to travel from however far to make their presence and frustrations be known. These are just a few of the excerpts from those conversations, each of which speaks to the collective sentiment felt at the March for Our Lives.
I came with my daughter, who's 18. We wanted to come and be a part of this.
When you're 16 and you're still in school and you're getting educated, it's so different than when you're older and you think you know everything and you're done learning. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, high school and college students, if anything, are learning more and are more educated and more aware of what's going on. I've met people who just have no idea what's going on, and, you know, having a conversation about that, even whether they have no idea or they're against you, it makes a huge difference.
I got long guns. I have black rifles. I've got AR. I've built my own firearms from 80% Arms, which is completely unregulated, which a lot of people don't know about. But you know, when I went in and bought my firearms, I could have bought out the store. I mean, I'm okay, but I want you to check me. As I was like saying to Michael, it's like, it's not about me. I'm fine, but I'm worried about Dwayne, because Dwayne is a jerk, even when he's sober. You know, the things that I hunt, the thing I'm most destructive against would be like paper plates and clay pigeons. Is that amount of recreation or an exercise of a freedom worth even the statistically remote possibility of children or innocent people being maimed? No. Shooting hundreds of rounds or 30-round magazines, I'm volunteering to give that up because it ain't that important.
Two of my friends were murdered at Virginia Tech on April 16th, 2007. And at that point in time, I supported stricter background checks, particularly with people who have had mental health issues. And that had passed at one point in time and was recently rescinded and now is up for debate again. I think that that is something that should happen. I don't think that teenagers should be able to buy guns. You know, there are a lot of things that changed after that. We were supposed to be on lockdown. That didn't happen. That's changed since then. Notifications, emergency notifications have changed since then. There have been a lot of improvements, but I think that there is a lot of what they call common sense gun control that has yet to be implemented that could be. We need to be better. We need to be better for our children. We need to be better to each other, and we need to not live in fear. That's the main reason that people own guns, is for fear. I think that speaking to people, not necessarily one-on-one, but human-to-human in general, is really the best approach. It's hard. It's difficult to tell stories of personal pain, things like that, and especially if you're not one who likes to be in the spotlight. Mommy. But there are some things that are worthwhile. Yes, hold on. This is my 3-year-old Asher. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Well, we've got two small daughters, 5 and 6 years old, and they're in school every day. You know, I was born in this country, lived here all my life, and I just don't think that people in this country should have to worry every day about what might happen to their kids when they're in school. And it's sad when we look around the world and there's so many other countries that have taken action against gun violence and have shown through success rates that those efforts have actually worked. Sometimes it's so frustrating that it's so obvious that the answer is right there and we just haven't done the right thing yet. I think anytime you scratch your head and you're looking at your TV screen and you're saying, how is it that these people in Congress just don't see this happening? How is it that they don't get it? Why are they not following what most of the people clearly support? That's when you know that the money going into elections and supporting the government is what's really influencing what's happening and not common sense. You know, this country has some amazing things about it. But unfortunately, the fact that money and capitalism makes this country run can be poisonous sometimes. And so the interests of an industry and their profits has had way too much influence over the policymakers, and they've unfortunately put lining their pockets ahead of the safety of the people. So I'm hopeful that with the movement we've seen, with these kids leading us, and with everybody being much more aware of how much their vote counts, that we're going to see a real difference, in November this year.
So I have a little issue with this whole gun issue, and I've taught in Florida, I've taught in Texas, I've taught in California, and now here in Fairfax, Virginia, and this is a big issue to me about keeping our children safe. I'll retire before I'll carry a gun. That's not safe. I think that we're going to have a flip of Congress, to be honest with you. The kids today were saying they're young enough that they are still students, they are just now turning 18, and they're all registering to vote. Let's get those voters out there and flip Congress.
I don't know how we'll go about it and what sort of law you can put in place, but some sort of handle on a situation that we all know exists, everyone knows exists. And I really just want kids to stop dying, and for people to stop dying, and people of color to stop dying, and women to stop dying, and everyone. Anyway, we have to go about that. There's this whole you don't want to take away people's guns, but like if that's what I have to do, if that's what our country has to do, then yeah, take away the guns. I would like to be able to vote, but I also know that fellow 16-year-olds sometimes aren't very responsible, but I do think that there's a large group of those, of 16-year-olds that would take it seriously. Contact your congressmen, your senators, even local government. My grandma likes to write letters to complain about things, so I'm going to say write letters, because we're back in the olden days now, we're going to write letters. You got to be very sophisticated, use proper grammar, we got to take you seriously. Don't forget about it. There's definitely a question of what now, but I feel like just keep voicing your opinion and keep going for it.